Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of the 1001 Films Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Gardner, and today I'm going to be giving a review of one of the craziest, most fun, silly movies I have ever seen in my life, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. I watched it for the first time in college with my friends. It's an amazing story. The story about how I came to this film first is almost as good as the actual film. It might actually just be better. This movie is crazy, it's out there, it's one of those so bad it's good kind of movies, so I'm going to tell you all about it right after the break. One fateful fall day of my freshman year of college, my friends and I decided to have a movie night. We set up a projector in a study room, moved in some couches, and settled in for what we did not realize at the time would be a night of hilarity. First, we watched Iron Man 3. Gross. And then Empire of the Ants. Campy and kind of fun, but ultimately also gross. By then it was 2 a.m. and we were beyond slap happy, but we came across a peculiarly titled movie, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. We thought, it's late, we're all tired, but this sounds awesome, so we have to at least check it out. I can tell you with certainty that that was one of the best decisions I ever made. Killer Clowns from Outer Space is one of those special movies that falls in the category of it's so bad, it's good. Is the acting terrible? Yes. Is it poorly written? Yes. Does the plot make a lot of sense? Of course not. Do I care? No, I don't. I don't care because it's a fun movie. It's in the same horror comedy realm as the Evil Dead trilogy and Reanimator. If you stop to think about it for a second, it should be weird and campy, and I definitely shouldn't be laughing at it. But because the main villains are clowns that cover people in cotton candy, have seemingly harmless popcorn guns, and do puppet shows, they are oddly funny and entertaining, especially at 3 in the morning. My friends and I laughed our heads off all night at this movie. Even the next morning, we could not stop thinking, what the hell was that? And then laughing about it. It is stupid and poorly made, but it has become a Halloween tradition ever since. I look forward to reliving the memory of sitting in that cramped study room with my friends every year.